I promise I won't embarrass you or anything. You. You with that orange shirt. Yes. Blouse. Ladies wear blouses. Men's wear shirts. Face the audience there, the people. Now I want you just to not see her like you see her. I want you to see her as a skeleton. And the skeleton is made up of what? Bones. So can you imagine if we took her shin bone away and put it someplace else? What would happen to that skeleton? Boop, boop, she'd fall over. Or let's see here now. You young lady with the white blouse right there. Yes, right. You come here, please. I don't know. I've not done this before, so I don't know where the Lord is leading. But will you stand right here next to her? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, obviously, you can see that they're of two different sizes, correct? So let's just imagine taking her shin and put it in her leg. Wouldn't work, would it? So when the bone is in the wrong skeleton, it has no use either. Amen? Thank you. So that's why I say the title of the message is Don't Be a Bone Alone. Now, this has been a long trip for me. I left my wife October 3rd. And I will see her on Tuesday, praise God. Amen? And we usually are not apart that long. It's interesting, you know, I don't know where I'm going this way for, but I was never lonely till I got married. I got married when I was 41. I was a real rascal till I was about 31. In fact, yesterday I was at a family reunion that my sister organized of the Hollands. And some of them I haven't seen since the mid-60s. At that time they put handcuffs on me and took me to prison. So their memory of me was a whole lot different than what we saw yesterday. Amen? Some of them ordered martinis and some ordered glasses of wine. And that's okay. If you want to have a beer, that doesn't bother me. Unless it's a bad witness to somebody. So then the food started to come, and here the Holy Spirit's prompting me. Show them something different than what they remember. So I said, okay, let's be quiet now and give God some honor. What? Let's be quiet now and give God some honor. Functioning as the bone God made me now. So I was able to not preach now. Never preach when you're blessing food. Never do that. And I promise you, I won't go too long because I know your mind can only comprehend as much as your butt can stand. All right? So I got to pray with them and nourish the fellowship and the food. Hallelujah. Amen? They didn't know what to say to me. Because the Bob Holland they knew was Bobby Holland, who was always in trouble. And I got to sit next to my cousin Linda, who the last time I saw her was at my mother's funeral. But we were real tight. They had to separate us in school because she would always answer my questions for me. I don't know why I'm telling you all this. Maybe somebody needs to hear this. You know, she did it again at the table yesterday because I was trying to figure out how much the bill was coming to with the tip. And I was trying to multiply 7 times something. She said, that's 175. She was answering the question. Praise God. Don't be a bone alone. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 30 says, by the way, is there anybody in here that's terminally ill? Terminally ill? Them dumb doctors have told you you're going to die soon? No, okay, great. Ephesians 5 and verse 30 says, for we are members, parts of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. So you make up part of the skeleton of Jesus. So that makes you a somebody and not a nobody. That makes you very important and a part of the body of Christ and what he wants to do. Think about that tonight when you go and comb your hair or whatever and you look in the mirror. Say, I'm not a bone alone. I'm a part of the body of Christ. And I'm an important part. Without me, the body can't function right. What I'm a little not disturbed, but I'm a little challenged here with is I see so many bones missing. Now, I've gotten in trouble before. In Illinois, I got in trouble. I preached in a church there, and I asked all the people to go out and witness. And the next time I come, have a new person with them. I never got invited back. I got an email from the pastor telling me I should never have done that. Challenge his people. Well, of course, you know what that church is doing now, right? It's dead, gone, closed doors. But we need some more bones in here. We don't want this to die because the bones that are here are getting old. There ain't no young bones. I just preached in a church in North Tonawanda, New York, last Sunday, up by Buffalo. Praise God. When I got there, they got a new pastor. And I says, man, how old are you, 15? He said, no, I'm 35. My wife is 36. But they're dressing in the blue jeans, you know. And you notice I don't have a tie on? Took me a long time not to wear a tie. But we got to get with the fresh new bones and what they're doing. And here they got a brand new church building. Now, they didn't go build a building. The Lutheran church, where the bones there didn't want to go out and get new bones, got down to 4 people. Come on. Come on. Get some fresh bones in here. You know, I can say things your pastor can't say. She's going to be here next week. Maybe 3 years before I come back again. Amen? So they had to sell their church. Grieve me. They put it on sale for $500,000. Big, beautiful, one of those, you know, them old Lutheran beautiful brick buildings with the steeples and the big 12-foot, 15-foot high stained glass windows and going down the sides and just beautiful. Couldn't sell it. Finally, that church that's in there now went and offered them $50,000 cash. And they took it. The stained glass windows alone are worth the $50,000 cash. Don't be a bone alone. When you're walking down the road this afternoon or wherever you're going, remember, you're a vital part of what's happening in the body of Christ. And you're not a bone alone. You've got power. You're connected to the body of Christ. And don't say you're too old. My mother went on a mission field when she was 70. Came in, was a plumber's helper. She didn't even know what a wrench looked like. My mother-in-law is 90. She just came down and visited us a few weeks ago. Don't be a bone alone. When you go to bed tonight, I want that ringing in your head. Don't be a bone alone. Where am I going to find some missing bones? Now it says there, for we are members. Now the word member here in the Greek means mellows. It means a limb or a part of a body. So we're part of a body. And you see in Psalms 139 and verse 15, it says frame. Now, I was a union bricklayer for many, many years. And usually when I came on the job, these were big jobs, high rises and stuff. I didn't work in house building, big stuff. And usually the steel workers got there before I did. And they put all the steel building up. They connected all the pieces together, you know, and they'd walk on that, and everybody'd wonder where they got that nerves of steel. I'd be able to walk on that. But, you know, if they got the wrong piece of steel, it couldn't connect right and the frame of the building wouldn't look right, would not be functional. Amen? So the word member here means also frame. So you're a vital, strong part of the body of Christ. You're not a nobody. You have importance, and you have a job to do. It's not to keep the bench warm. What do you do when you go to Walmart? I love Walmart, you know. Every day I go to Walmart when I'm in the States. I love it. In fact, my wife and I, before I got the GPS thing, we used to have the Walmart maps. You know, the road atlas, the Walmart road atlas? It'd tell you where all the Walmarts were. And when we were traveling, we wanted to take a break, she'd look up, Walmart here? We'd go there. But what do you do when you come to the cashier and they got a little screwed up face? You know what a screwed up face is, right? Something happened to them wrong. Maybe the customer before you was screwed up too and wasn't nice. So what do you do? Can I pray for you? What can they say? Yes or no? Amen? I got a new thing I do now because I'm not going to be here very long. So all of a sudden you go into the store and you buy something, they give you a little coupon for the next time. So I pass that coupon to the person behind me and they look at you. The love of Jesus is in his bones. And you are a bone. Part of his body. Let's see now. I want to volunteer. Someone volunteer. Okay, yes, you can volunteer. Can you please come up here? By the way, I enjoyed your worship leading. When you do a CD, I want you to send me one. Right? Okay, brother? No, I want you to go behind the bushes. I want you to put your face in the corner. I want you to go in there and put your... That's it. I don't want you to look now. Okay? Don't look. Stay right there a minute. Don't... She's not looking, is she? I want you to hold up some fingers in your hand. Just hold them up like that. Don't look now and tell me how many fingers she has up. Can you tell me? She don't know. What's her name?
Dina.
Dina, can you tell me?
No.
Okay. Can you turn around now, Dina? Turn around. Now, wait a minute now. Walk this way. Hold up your fingers. The same amount. How many does she have now?
Four.
Okay. Guess what? Without your feet, your eyes can't work. True?
True, yeah.
Yes. Without your feet, your eyes can't work. Without you, being the bone God has called you to be, I don't have the function. I don't have the power. I don't have what I need. Everybody in this fellowship needs to be functioning as the bone God called them to be, so that we can make the job easier for our pastor and our secretary and our worship leader. I can't sing worth a fiddle. That's why I love a good singer. My wife can sing now. I can remember my father and a Lord named Menzie Obian. One time we were holding hands and praying, and we were singing, good shoes on my feet. You ever heard that Jamaican song? Good shoes on my feet, good food on the table, good roof above me. And we were singing that song, and he stopped. He says, oh, he come over, he laid hands on my head. He says, Father God, do something with that voice. And so I have sung a little bit, but happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I sing that. That's my job whenever you saw you have a birthday. Come on now. The word bone means a section of the skeleton. Amen? I hope you wake up in the middle of the night and say, Don't be a bone alone. The word section indicates something incomplete or a part of the whole. We are not whole when we're alone. As I told you before, I never was lonely till I got married. Because all of a sudden, I got married and I went on a trip and I got to that first motel and loneliness came over me. I missed my wife. Amen? Part of something. We are one unit together. Though the bone can't function on its own, it has within it all the DNA of the whole body. You got it? Though a bone can't function on its own, you take the shin bone and you just stand it up there, it'll fall over. But if my sister is up here and her shin bone is there, connected to her feet, connected to her knees, can't fall over. In fact, what it's going to do then is going to function as what it was called to be. A shin. If I was to bring, I don't know, pastor may know this, but if I was to bring in an aki seed to you and show it to you, you wouldn't know what that was. But everything in that seed, if you plant it, will grow an aki tree. And an aki tree is what we call the forbidden fruit. It's delicious to eat, but if you pick it too soon, it'll kill you. And if you let it get too ripe, it'll kill you. So you have to eat it at the right time. But it's delicious. You mix it with saltfish. Looks like scrambled eggs and fish together. But when that aki is picked at the right time, it functions right. And when that shin bone is connected to the right leg and right knee, see, our younger sister there, shin bone couldn't work in our middle-aged sister. This middle-aged sister there. Amen? She would hobble. Couldn't run right. Couldn't function right. Couldn't do her job right. But when you're hooked up to the right body, you become a vital part with all of the DNA to make that body operate right. Look at Jeremiah chapter 1. Am I taking too long? Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you and ordained you a prophet to the nations. So that person was what kind of a bone? A prophet bone. A prophetic bone. Amen? Now, we are so important to God that, one, you've always heard this for years, that no one else has our fingerprints. We're the only ones with those fingerprints. So we have a special function. You know, a lot of people can be pastors, but nobody can be a pastor like your pastor. Only she can be that pastor. And I'm a missionary. Of course, some people don't call me missionary anymore. They call me world minister. New name, new title. But no one could do what I've done. They could do something like it, but they could not do it that way. Amen? Because we are bones with our own DNA. Amen? And also, not only do we have our DNA, we have our own ears. I'm told now that they can identify you by your ears. No one else has ears like you. That's how much God loves us. In the seed of who you are, he has given us our own uniqueness, our own anointing, and our own talents. And we're not too old. Some of us think we're too old. We're not too old. There is no one like you. And sin doesn't change what God made you. want to encourage you. If you've been in sin, are in sin, get out of it. Get forgiven. And it does not change what God has called you to be. Believe me. You can get off the highway of obedience and ride on another road for a while. You'll miss a lot of blessings, but you can get back onto that highway of obedience and start walking into some more blessings and fulfilling the bone you're supposed to be. Is this making any sense to anyone? Sin doesn't change you. It only delays your success, hinders the body. We need you. You may say, oh, my sin is my sin. It's not hurting nobody. No, it's hurting everybody that's part of the body. You're important. You're not a nobody. Listen, I was a dumb drunk. I used to get so mad at myself, I figured I'd go kill myself. But I was such a dumb drunk, I went and sat on the railroad tracks where the train already went by. And look at me now. It didn't change what God called. It didn't change the foundations of Bob Holland. It didn't change it. And I could sit with my cousins who I haven't seen for years, and God give me the opportunity to let them see the real Bob Holland. Amen? Don't be a bone alone. I'm okay? A bone by itself has no real power or strength, yet it has all the DNA of success and victory within it. Get up to somebody and say, you know, this is troubling me. But don't go to the newspaper and tell all your problems. Find somebody you trust that's not going to talk. Say, this is troubling me. Pray with me. There. A bone can't stand up or move on its own. It needs other bones to help it fulfill its function. This church can't grow unless each bone fits and does what it's supposed to be doing. What kind of bone are you? A pastor bone? An evangelist bone? Come on, some of you here like to go and talk to people about the Lord, don't you? An usher bone? Hey, that's important. Real important. I know sometimes my pastor, where are the ushers? All of a sudden, here they come, all the bones running. A kindness bone? You know, the Bible says in John 10:10, the devil has come to kill, steal, and destroy. You know what the word kill means? I mean steal means? You know what the word steal means? First of all, the devil has more money than you do. He has more money than you do. So he doesn't need your money. Unless you want to give it to him. He's got the biggest cars. He's driving all those Audis and all those other things, you know. So he doesn't need your car. He doesn't need your house. The word steal means to steal the revelation of who you are, the bone you are. That's what he wants to steal. The revelation of who you are, how important you are, how powerful you are, how many people God has set up for you to witness to say, hey, everything's going to be all right. When little Philip came to me in my office with his sister, everything's going to be all right, Philip. We're just going to pray together. And I think it was about a month ago, Philip saw my wife. He just run up and give her such big old hug. Things are getting better, but keep praying. The word kill there doesn't mean kill like... because the devil don't want you to die. Because if you die, you're gone to heaven. He don't want you in heaven. But the word kill here means to separate you from the brethren. Bad day at work. I'm not going to go to church this week in the midnight. You have midweek service here? No? Whenever. Not going to go to church. Too rough. Or Sundays. The Dallas Cowboys are playing. You guys don't like the Dallas Cowboys, do you? I got to watch the game. Grumble, grumble, grumble. But if you would come to church, that kindness bone would be sitting in the pew. And you sit down, she got that smile, he's got that big old handshake, and everything is better. And the devil loses. So he steals the revelation who you are and gets you down. Huh? Then he kills you, gets you separated. Okay? I'm not going to go to church. Or makes you leave before the service is over. Amen? And then the last thing is what? Steal, kill, and destroy. The word destroy means to make of no use. Saved, full of God, speaking in tongues or not, and of no use. What a terrible position to be in. But if you just come to church, the kindness bone is there to meet you at the door. Amen? Amen. Or maybe you're a provider bone. I want to take the time to thank pastor in this church, because every month the faithful provisions come from this church to help us stay alive. Amen? And minister to Philip. Or a teacher bone. You can come to summer school. You saw the big guy sitting down in the class with all the kids. He was the aide. Every American teacher or English teacher or Canadian teacher that comes, we match them up with a Jamaican to help them understand the language and help them with discipline, because Jamaican children expect to be disciplined. If you don't discipline them, they disrespect you, because they know they should be disciplined. Amen? So I used to ask God, what kind of bone am I? And he told me I'm a father bone. Amen? So don't be a bone alone. Get hooked up. Be what God has called you to be. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 15 says, instead, we lovingly speak the truth. We will grow up completely in our relationship to Christ, who is the head. He makes the body, the whole body, fit together and unites it through the support of every joint. As each and every part does its job, he makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Therefore, as we seek God, keeping his word, speaking the truth, but not tail-bearing. Did you know that, being that I live out of the United States, I see the United States in a different angle than maybe you do? But it is the gossip and scandal capital of the world. Everybody's talking bad about somebody. Huh? Don't be a talebearer. Even if it's the truth, don't talk it. Just talk good. Amen? Showing godly love, respect, and submission to one another, and we will grow in him as the bones were supposed to be. I hope that was okay. I mean, I didn't jump up and down or anything, but I hope that was okay. Was it okay? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, if you want prayer for anything, of course, you said there was nobody here terminally ill, so I don't have to pray anybody back to life. So, but if you need prayer for anything, I'll be right up here. Amen? Pastor.
Thank you. Good word. Good word. Good word. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want one of the things, your definitions to destroy.